If the bird was hovering over its neck, if the wing of the bird is touching the kan, before you take the bun and the basin for the afrochem, but if the bird was hovering high over the nest and the wings were not touching the nest, in such a case, your pater from being mishaleach the aim, you can take the bun without being mishaleach the aim. Ain shem ela afroch echad o beta achad chay v'shaleach shenemer kan mikol makom. If there's only one chick or one egg in the nest, even so, before you take that afroch echad or beta achad, you have to send away the aim. And the pater says kan, and kan infers any type of kan. Even if there's only one afroch, you have to send away the aim. Hayu shem afrochem africhem o beta muzar. If in the nest were a frochem that were already flying, or there were eggs there that were muzar, that were defective, and no afrochem could form from those eggs, in such a case, your pater from sending away the aim before you take the afrochem or the beitim shenemar, the pasuk says, "Va'aim rovetes al afrochem o al beitim," that the mother is roosting over the afrochem, the chicks, or over the beitim, the egg. And we compare the afrochem to the beitim, since they're both mentioned next to each other in the pasuk. Ma afrochem b'nei kayam, ma beitim b'nei kayam. Just like afrochem will likely live, so too the beitim that the pasuk is referring to are beitim that will form b'nei kayam afrochem that will live. Yasu muzaros, that excludes beitim muzaros, defective eggs that no afrochem could be formed from them. Uma beitim tzrichim le'iman, apa afrochem tzrichim le'iman. And just like eggs need their mother, as without the mother there, the egg cannot form an afroch, so too the afrochem that the pasuk is referring to are afrochem that need their mother. Yatu mafrichem, this excludes afrochem that can already fly. They no longer need their mother, and the mitzvah shiloh hakan would not apply in such a case. Shulcha v'chazra, shulcha v'chazra. Afidu arba v'chamisha pamim chay, shenema shaleach t'shalach. If you sent away the aim before you had a chance to take the afrochem or the basin, the aim returned to the nest, and you did so again, even four or five times, you're still chayav to send away the aim. You cannot take the bunim until you send away the aim, and it does not return. As the pasuk says, shalach to shalach, shalach infers that you have to continue to do so until you have a chance to take the bunim before the aim returns. Amar hareini noita as the aim of mishalech as habanim chayav l'shalech, shenema shalech to shalech es the aim. If somebody said, I want to take the aim, and then send the bunim. First wants to take the aim, then he wants to send the bunim. He goes ahead and sends the bunim. His tochet mishaleh the aim. He can't keep the aim by him. And the pasuk says shaleh to shaleh es the aim. In all cases, you have to send away the aim, even though you took the aim and you sent away the bunim. The chiyas to mishaleh the aim still applies. Not to ha bunim ve'chziron lakat va'achakach chazra ha'aim aleihem pater milishaleh. If you took the bunim, you had originally sent away the aim, and then you took the bunim, the afrochem, or the basin that was in the nest. And then you put the bunim back into the cot, and afterwards the aim came back to the nest. In such a case, you cut the middle of the shaleach, and since you already yoted the mitzvah of shaleach to shaleach at the aim, even though the scenario has repeated itself, and the bunim are now back in the nest, and the oaf is in the nest, you cut the middle of the shaleach, you now can go ahead and take the bunim without sending away the aim. Somebody who takes the bottom that broke him or the basin from the cot, and he did not send away the mother. It was over, and that was the Torah says, Shalat to Shalat to aim, and only after that should you take the bottom. Rabbi Huda says you get Malkus, and it's too late for Mishaleach the aim. If you're over on a low socket, the Torah told you not to take the bottom while the aim is there, you should send away the aim first, and you're over on this low socket. And it's too late to repair this low sasa by mishaleach the aim. This is not a lav hanitik lase, a lav that can be repaired by doing an ase. As a lav hanitik lase, you don't get malchus for that lav, since you could repair the lav by doing an ase. But this is not a lav hanitik lase. The ase of shaleach, the shaleach of the aim, has to be done before you go ahead and take the bottom, not after. Once you have taken the bottom, it is too late. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the only case of a lav hanitik lase is a shavet hagzeilah, returning a stolen object. As a mitzvah of the hashavet hagzeilah is al korchach after you've already stolen.
had the can't be before you saw, if you have nothing to return before you saw. So the asay comes after the lav, so it's a lav and itik lasay, as opposed to this case, the asay comes before the lav, not after the lav. The chacham marim mishaleach vein alokin. The chachamim disagree, they say this is a case of lav and itik lasay, just like a shavat hagzela. You can go ahead and be mishaleach the aim, even after you've already taken the banim, or over in the low sasa of taking the banim without first sending away the aim, you could repair this low sasa by doing an asay and sending away the aim after you've taken the banim. And therefore, you don't get malchus for this lo sa'aseh. As when you're over a lo sa'aseh ha'nitik la'aseh, you don't get malchus. The only way you get malchus over here is if you no longer could be mekayim la'aseh. For example, the aim died or you broke its wings, so you can't send it away. Zeh ha'klal, this is the general rule according to the Chacham. Kol mitzvah lo sa'aseh she'ish ba'kum aseh ein lokin aleh. Anytime you have a mitzvah lo sa'aseh, if there's a kum aseh, there's an aseh that you can do to repair the low sasa, you don't get malchus. For example, in this case, even though you're over in a low sasa to take away the banim without sending away the aim, you have a kumase, you have a way to repair the lot by sending away the aim. So therefore, you don't get malchus for this lot, even though normally when you're over in a lot, you get malchus, but a lot that can be repaired by an ase, you don't get malchus for it, unless you no longer can be the kind of ase. For example, in this case, if the aim died, you no longer can be the kind of ase, and therefore, you would get malchus in such a case.